Shortly after I became a Christian, someone wrote in the flyleaf of my Bible these words: "This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book." That was true then, and it's still true today. Dusty Bibles always lead to dirty lives. In fact, you are either in the Word, and the Word is conforming you to the image of Jesus Christ, or you are in the world, and the world is squeezing you into its mold. And yet, the great tragedy among Christians today is that too many of us are under the Word of God, but not in it for ourselves. For example, I met a man once who had driven his entire family all the way across the country to attend a conference of Bible teaching. Amazed, I asked him, "Why did you come so far?" "Because I wanted to get under the Word of God," he said. On the face of it, that sounds wonderful. But later it hit me. Here was a man willing to drive 1,200 miles to get under the Word of God. But was he just as willing to walk across his living room floor, pick up a Bible, and get into it for himself? You see, there's no question that believers need to sit under the teaching of God's Word, but that ought to be a stimulus, not a substitute, for getting into it ourselves. Who reads the Bible? According to the Barna Group in 2006, about 47% of Americans polled claimed to read the Bible at some point in a week, up from a low of 31% in 1995. However, a famous Gallup survey from a number of years ago found that while 82% of Americans claim to believe that the Bible is either the literal or inspired Word of God, and more than half said they read the Bible at least monthly, half couldn't name even one of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And fewer than half knew who delivered the Sermon on the Mount. Have you ever seen a Bible parked in the rear window of someone's car? That's common where I come from. A guy will come out of church, hop into his car, toss his Bible in the back, and leave it there until the next Sunday. That's quite a statement of the value he places on God's Word. In effect, when it comes to Scripture, he's functionally illiterate 6 out of 7 days a week. The Bible is owned, read on occasion, even taken to church, but not studied. Why is it that people do not get into Scripture for themselves, to understand it and see it make a difference in their lives? Let's find out by listening to 6 Christians describe their experience in this regard. Ken: I need something that works. Me: Ken, you're a business executive with a lot of responsibility. You're well-educated. I know you love the Lord. Where does Bible study fit into your life? Ken: Well, back when my kids were young, we used to read a verse or two every morning at breakfast, or maybe at dinner time. But I wouldn't say we ever studied the Bible. And of course, it's not the sort of thing you'd do at work. Me: Why not? Ken: Well, work is work. You're there to do a job. When I go to work, I'm thinking about our payroll, our customers, the bills we've got to pay, what our competitors are doing. The Bible's about the last thing on my mind. Don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those people who acts one way at church and another at the office, but let's face it, the business world is no Sunday school class. You're up against things that aren't even mentioned in the Bible, so it doesn't exactly apply to your day-to-day situation. Me: Ken, you've put your finger on the problem of relevance. And that may be the number one reason people are not studying God's Word today. They think it's archaic, out of date. It may have had something to say to another generation, but they seriously question whether it has anything to say to ours.